If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
And actually, this is Colleen. I'm the General Manager of WPMH, The Lighthouse. Steve is on other assignments today, and so I am here, and I have Carter Budwell from Alliance Legal Group with me as well. And if you'd like to call in, you certainly can at 488-5299, 488-5299. If you have a question, you can also reach them at www.debtfreeva.com. If you have a legal question, if you're concerned about debt and different things like that. We actually had a phone call message earlier from the previous program, and someone was looking for their information. So glad that we can be a supporter and a sponsor and help you out where we can. So Carter, are you there? Carter, are you there?
Yes, I sure am.
Glad to have you here with us. We appreciate you so much. You might want to turn down a little bit so that I don't get a little bit of feedback there, hopefully.
Okay. How's that?
No, you sound much better. There you go. Nice and clear.
All right.
So Carter, you're filling in for Steve today. And I was just saying that, you know, people can always call us here at the station, or we can just chat about, you know, some of the things that you do or what advice you might have for people in the current situation that we're in.
All right. Well, as far as the current situation, are you referring like to financially, or, you know, if they're looking at getting legal help, or
just kind of anything, you know? What have you seen recently? Have you seen an influx of a certain need happening that might resonate with some of our listeners?
Sure. Well, we've been having a lot of people who have been coming to us for various garnishments and such. I think that's a pretty common thing. I think it scares people to death when they, you know, they get their paycheck and they see that 25% of it is missing. And I think it causes a lot of confusion when they get the garnishment summons, because a garnishment summons will tell you a return date. So you'll have a court date on there. And I think what really surprises people is they see their check getting garnished well before that court date. But how that works is when your check's initially getting garnished, it's going to the court. So typically, if we file a bankruptcy before that court date, we're usually able to get back most, if not all, of the funds that were garnished. So we see lots of garnishments calling us. And not particularly an influx of any other things. We have had some people calling us, actually, about tunnel tolls. A lot of people don't realize that the tolls from the Elizabeth River tunnels and the Jordan Bridge and other tolls are dischargeable in bankruptcy. And we've seen those, you know, reach up into the thousands of dollars just for a few tolls, just the interest that can be charged. So, yeah, a lot of people don't know that those are dischargeable.
Certainly. That's what we've talked about before on the show, is like, you know, you don't even realize the debt that you have and what you could either consolidate or totally wipe out, for sure.
Right. Well, I think a lot of people, you know, they don't realize that there's a lot of debts that don't appear on your credit report. It's not unusual, for example, for us to have medical debts that aren't showing up on a credit report. The debt we just talked about, tunnel and bridge tolls, typically those will not show up on your credit report. So someone might look at their credit report and not even realize just how much debt they may be in.
That's true. So what do you recommend for people in those situations?
Sure. Well, my general advice is always, if you're able to pay your debts without filing bankruptcy, you'll probably be happier in the long run. A lot of the clients who we have, though, are people who, you know, their car's been repossessed and the creditor has just been sitting on it for years, and, you know, the interest has just rammed it up there a heck of a lot higher than what it was when the car was taken. And it's also for other debts that they can never really hope to repay. So, for example, you know, people owe thousands upon thousands of dollars in tunnel tolls. Those can be pretty tricky sometimes. So we recommend giving us a call. And if it looks like something that we can help you with, then we will.
Very good. If you're listening right now, and we are talking to Carter Budwell, he is part of the Alliance Legal Group, and we come to you every Tuesday and Thursday for Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. The phone lines are open at 488-5299. If you have a question that you think that we can you know, kind of steer and answer and clear up something for you, you can do that, 488-5299. And you can check them out on the web at www.debtfreeva.com as well. You know, mostly concerned about bankruptcy and debt issues, but they also are a full service legal firm and can handle a bunch of different things, a bunch of different topics and whatever you have to handle as well. So again, we're talking to Carter Budwell, and so you're keeping busy with things lately.
Yeah, we have been pretty busy. I think sometimes things slow down a little bit. Around this time of year, my paralegal Terry says that around this time it's usually graduation time, so right. People's minds are kind of on that.
Right, so, for summer vacation and breaks and things like that. So it does change throughout the seasons? Like there are different things that move up and down that change some things?
It sure does. I think our busiest season is usually around tax time, mm-hmm. just because people are getting their tax returns, and so a lot of people will use those to, you know, go ahead and take care of paying their file so that they can get their bankruptcy filed as quickly as possible. But, you know, so far in 2021, we've been pretty steadily busy.
Right. I was going to say, that's true. People take time to evaluate in those certain times of the year, might be mm-hmm. those times. And, you know, sometimes in the summer, we kind of turn our attention to other things and, you know, mm-hmm. relax and stuff. But there are probably some things that would cause people to kind of maybe reevaluate. Maybe they have a child that's going to be attending college, or, you know,
right.
maybe they're looking to do something with moving. I know that, you know, or changing where they live, or those kind of things would factor in as well during this season.
Yeah. I mean, all of those things that you mentioned can definitely be a factor in, you know, people making their decisions on what the best way for them to handle their finances is.
True. So, you know, for scenarios, you know, telling somebody who's maybe on the edge of coming to see you, or maybe a little concerned about contacting, opening themselves up. They might have a question like this lady who called. We had a voicemail and I sent it over to Steve. Lady was saying that she has a bunch of debt problems and obviously has heard the program here on the station. Can you speak to something like that? Like, you know, she said, I need help. She was almost in a state of desperation, it seemed to me, you know, just from the tone of her voice in there. And so I'm sure, you know, if that's one person, it's probably resonating with other listeners as well who have heard the program on a continuous basis and said, finally, I can't take it anymore. I have to do something about this. So what kind of steps would you offer?
Sure. Well, as a reminder, our consultations are free.
Wonderful.
And so if you're looking at taking that step, you can always call us and talk about it. I think a lot of people who are in that situation, when they talk to us, they have the opportunity to have some misconceptions about bankruptcy cleared. Mm-hmm. So a common misconception that a lot of people have, I think, is that they're going to lose all of their property and whatnot.
Right.
But that's actually very rarely the case. With a lot of the exemptions that we have available to help debtors, quite often you go into a bankruptcy and don't lose anything except your debts.
Well, that's good, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people would be concerned that, okay, well, that means I have no money, I'll have no car, I'll have no house.
Right.
Yes, that would be a scary proposition.
Yeah, so we're usually able to protect all of our clients' property. And even if we're not able to protect it all in a 7, we can sometimes usually look at doing a Chapter 13 and work a payment plan out so that they can get usually a lot of their debts discharged anyways, but still keep the property that they're concerned about losing.
Okay, so that's wonderful. So they do offer, for our listeners, Alliance Legal Group, if you are even considering something, maybe there's a certain situation in your financial situation and you're just in over your head and you need some assistance, they will consult with you at no charge to just kind of evaluate your situation and see what the next steps might be. So really, you have nothing to lose from that. You just get some more information. And they offer, just talking to the folks there, if your schedule doesn't allow you to travel or to go into an office, they can do it over the phone or through a virtual session or something like that as well, in addition to live in-person facilities that you could take advantage of as well. So I know with everybody's crazy schedules, you're very flexible, Carter. You're accommodating for whoever needs it whenever they need it.
Right.
So that's great.
We work pretty hard to be open when we need to be.
And help people when they need it. So obviously that's the first step, is to get you in and get a consultation. Mm-hmm. And like you mentioned too, you kind of go through those hang-ups or the misconceptions, the myths surrounding it, or mm-hmm. answer all the questions that they have, even the questions that they didn't even think to answer, probably.
Right.
So tell us some more.
Well, when we do our consultations, we do give you the opportunity to hire us. I let people hire me and retain me for pretty much whatever they can afford to put down. You know, we don't want it to be something that's very burdensome to our clients. And the advantage that gives you, because like you said, some people have questions that they didn't even think that they would have. And so what I encourage people to do if they're in that situation is to put down whatever you can afford to hire us if it's something that you're serious about. And that gives you the ability, if you think of follow-up questions, to just call me or send me emails, or we have our new texting system. And you'll have the opportunity to continue to talk with us about that.
And problems with debt or financial situations hit people of all walks of life, all age groups. Is that correct?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we've seen people who were just barely in their 20s, and, you know, we've helped people, who are, I don't know if I've had anyone in their 90s yet, but we've helped people from all walks of life.
Sure, older people. So there's no shame in that. You know, that's too, we've talked about some of those kind of hang-ups too before with people, especially, this is a Christian radio station and a faith-based community. Mm-hmm. There are some of those stigmas, so to speak, about, you know, wanting help or asking for help or getting into financial difficulty, whether it was of their own making or something outside of their control as well. So speak a little bit to that. Encourage people who might be thinking that, well, I can't do that. I'm, you know, what will people think of me?
Sure. Well, and you know, it's a good thing if you want to pay your debts off without filing bankruptcy, if you're able to do that. We encourage you to do that. Bankruptcy should not be looked at as your first choice for getting out of debt. I mean, it's for what the Supreme Court called the honest but unfortunate debtor. And now, as far as, some of the stigmas that go with it, we obviously, anything you tell us is protected by attorney-client privilege, so we're not going to broadcast it anywhere. It will show up on your credit report that you did a bankruptcy, but that doesn't necessarily mean your credit is going to be totally destroyed. When we download credit reports for our clients, it will often, you know, give us a projection of what their score will be a year after filing. And in most circumstances, it projects that it's going to go upward, sometimes significantly so. I mean, I've seen it project that client scores are going to increase by almost 200 points.
Wow, that's really good.
And we also try to connect you. I think y'all talked last week with Satin from Jane Credit.
Yes.
So, yeah, we give opportunities for rebuilding your credit. And as far as some of the shame goes, don't let pride keep you from getting the help that you may need. For many of our clients, it's, you know, not a matter of them being financially foolish at all. It's just sometimes life happened. I mean, they had a medical problem. That's a very significant cause of bankruptcy. And even if, you know, it was a situation where, you know, you're coming to us because you have made bad financial decisions, you know, the Bible has plenty of examples of offering individuals a fresh start. I think I talked about, you know, once before how, you know, you had the Sabbath year and the year of Jubilee where debts were forgiven. And a lot of those scriptures were kind of the basis of the bankruptcy law in the United States.
Those are great reminders, too, as you focus on different things that, like, sometimes, you know, well, God of second chances, you know, even if you had some bad mistakes or you made some financial problems in your situation, then here's a second chance. Or, you know, things come outside of your control, whether it is medical or, mm-hmm. you know, outstanding things, maybe a loss of a job or something. Your income is just different as well. And those things happen too. We're about halfway through the program, Carter. So you're doing good so far.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. that.
We are listening. You are listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. We're here every Tuesday and Thursday right here on the Lighthouse WPMH. So we can also take your phone calls as well. If you do have a question, love to take that. Love to have Carter help you out with that. 488-5299. We can talk in generalities, but sometimes people have some things that are more specific to their needs and that we don't even know about a scenario possibly, or maybe you have a testimony to share regarding, you know, how God has worked through your debt problem. You can call us at 488-5299, 488-5299. And always, you know, people sometimes are a little shy, Carter, about getting on the phone with us and answering, having questions answered or whatever. They don't want to do that. So if you want to just reach out to Alliance Legal Group, you can do that at debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. They have a chat box. They'd love to chat with you and get back with you. One of their folks would do that throughout the next week and make sure that they can answer your questions, anything that you have, or maybe even schedule an appointment to a consultation as well.
Mm-hmm.
So going back to, you know, some of the situations, Carter, you know, we've talked a little bit kind of all around things. Is there anything in particular that you think would be helpful for our listeners to know today?
Oh, well, the main thing that I like to encourage my clients to do is just to stay in touch with me. So if this is something that you do decide to do, we just encourage our clients to stay in touch with us. One thing I try to caution against is sometimes we'll have clients who will say, well, I saw this on the internet. Now, it's not a bad thing to research bankruptcy a little bit.
Right.
The thing you want to be careful of is Googling legal situations. It can almost be like Googling your symptoms.
Right.
You probably don't want to do that, because just like if you Google your symptoms, odds are something's going to say you have cancer.
And something bad, yes. Yes.
Exactly. So, I mean, because, you know, you'll have people sometimes who they'll Google things and they'll say things like, oh, well, I heard I lose all my stuff, or I've had some people who were worried they were going to go to jail or something like that. Mm. So, yeah, if you do end up deciding to get our help, just call us. We'll be more than happy to answer your questions.
I like that. Yes, we all try to research a little bit, and it's good to be informed. And that's why I say, well, you know, Steve always mentions he's had 30 years of experience, and obviously you've been doing this for a little while yourself. So So the firm, and, you know, they've researched things, they have tested it, you know, they've had cases. You know, there's probably no particular situation that you haven't run across, and if it is, it's probably got some kind of situation where you can figure it out, you know, based on what you've done before in the past.
Yeah, so we have to do legal research sometimes. Every now and then we'll have a client who presents us with a situation that we haven't been presented with before. But that we use we look to case law and things like that to see if that has any answers. And I'm also part of a really great bankruptcy attorney network where a whole bunch of bankruptcy attorneys, we can just answer questions that we pose to one another when those unique situations come up, and see if any of our friends around here have dealt with that before.
Right. You know, test that. But so that's good advice. You know, if you're interested, or, you know, you have questions regarding bankruptcy or what your specific situation is, they really do need to talk to you as a as someone. You know, you really do need to have that consultation, is what I'm learning, because each situation is unique and different. And there may be, Steve's told me before, there are times where he's brought people in that thought that they were in trouble, and he was able to talk to them, and bankruptcy was not a solution in that particular case.
Right.
As well.
Yeah, and I've had situations like that too, where I just looked at a person's income and the amount of debt that they have, and just said, you know, I'm going to have to be honest with you. We're more than happy to help you if that's the situation, and you want to do bankruptcy. I mean, we have had people who decided that even with a little small amount of debt, they wanted to do bankruptcy, and we're happy to help if that's what you want to do. But I've had some people who I just said, you know, I think you'll be a lot happier if you just pay these off.
just figure out something, you know, kind of
exactly
the, kind of just the common sense things, you know, like save your money up, or, you know, depending on the amount, obviously you don't want to be so in over it, but, you know, certainly, you know, you can find odd jobs or sell some items or, you know, those kind of
yeah.
things to get yourself through.
Yeah, my church is very, very big into Dave Ramsey, right. Financial Peace University, and I think the way he'll say it is sell so much that the kids think they're next and do that kind of thing.
Sure, and there's good things for that, you know, certainly. Like
oh, absolutely. And yeah, I've taken Dave Ramsey's, you know, Financial Peace University. It's a great program, and I've pointed some clients in that direction. The thing is, you know, bankruptcy, a lot of our clients are in that situation where, you know, if their check's getting garnished or something, working with their creditors can be a very, very difficult situation.
Right.
And they're not really able to do it the way that he would suggest.
Well, and that too, we've discussed that, or I've kind of, you know, learned this, you know, there comes a point where you just emotionally and, you know, even spiritually and physically, you cannot take the calls anymore, or the strain and the stress of those kind of things with creditors after you, and this just huge burden, you know, that's what it is, really, is a burden of debt
right.
on top of you, and you need some relief from that. And,
right.
you know, that's why you all offer people a solution, you know, that's why.
Exactly. And for people who really want to, who they're really eager to do it, you know, the Dave Ramsey way, like pay them off, sometimes Chapter 13 can actually be a really great way of doing that, because, you know, we have had people who they just scheduled to pay all of their debts through Chapter 13. But what it does is it gives you that break that you were just talking about, where you just make one payment each month to the bankruptcy court, and your creditors are not allowed to contact you, because we would represent you the entire time, so they'd either have to contact us or the court. So that would definitely bring relief, and they're not allowed to do things like take you to court or garnish you or anything like that. They can't do any of that without first getting the permission of the bankruptcy court. So if you're looking, if you want to get your debts paid off, but you're just kind of looking for that breather, a 13 might not be a bad idea for you.
That is good, because, you know, some people, like you said, they have maybe the means to possibly pay it off eventually or whatever. They just need a little relief from the constant, you know, nagging or whatever regarding, you know, their creditors and things like that, or just coming up with a payment plan of some sort as well, for sure, to just ease that off of their minds too, because we've talked about that. You know, it's like, well, you can get over and start over, and then build your credit and all of those kind of things that come from it. And what are you waiting for in those instances, you know, to be able to move forward?
Yeah.
So we only have a few more minutes, Carter, to wrap up before the end of the show. But, we're just sharing again, if you're just tuning in to us, this is Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom, hosted and supported, sponsored by the Alliance Legal Group. They have offices all throughout the Hampton Roads area, very conveniently located to everyone. And they can be reached online at www.debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. Chat box there. I know that they respond fairly quickly to any inquiries there, and they can set up a consultation with you. We're talking to Carter Budwell. He is one of the attorneys there, one of the legal team out of the Alliance Legal Group. And again, they're sponsoring this show. If you have questions regarding debt, regarding, you know, any other legal matters, please feel free to let us know about that, and we'll get you in touch with the folks there for that. And again, Carter's sitting in for Steve Taylor this afternoon as well. So glad to have a different voice and another take on legal matters, Carter. So we appreciate you coming along with us today.
Yeah. It was exciting to be on. And kind of one last little thing, we've really been having some exciting updates. I told you a couple of weeks ago that we started using our new text line system to ask people if they've heard the gospel and such.
Yes.
And we've been getting a lot more responses to that. We have had people who said, you know, they would want to know more. But we've also had a lot of people who will say, yes, I already am a follower of Jesus. And so what we've been able to do is, when they say that, you know, we say, that's wonderful. Do you need prayer for anything? And, you know, if they put a prayer request in there, I'll just type out the prayer in the text. And it's just such a great opportunity to really use the Alliance Legal Group for what our ultimate purpose is, and that's to point people to Jesus.
I was going to say, that's got to be awfully encouraging to you in your line of work, your career, you know, that isn't always positive. You know, in a lot of things, you're seeing people at their darkest points in some cases, mm-hmm. and that you get to shine some light. And even if they already are a Christian or believers, you know, again, you're coming alongside of them in a time where they feel vulnerable and need to know that God is there and other people care about them. So,
yeah. And one of the things I hope about, you know, that when we reach out to clients who are already Christians, it's my hope that as we reach out to them and pray for them, that by seeing our example of reaching out and asking, that, you know, they'll be encouraged to reach out and share their faith.
That's true. Like, pass it on. And, you know, certainly, you know, if you receive that, you know, somebody prays for you, you're more inclined to then go, well, that was wonderful for me. I appreciated that. I'm going to go share that with somebody else as well.
Yeah.
So, no, yeah. That's what I do appreciate about you all, you know, coming alongside. You're not only skilled and at what you do for your profession, but you're also not afraid to share Jesus and be there for people as well in your practice and in your personal lives, as well as you meet and greet with your clients. So we appreciate that. I love the testimony.
Well, I'll be honest. I struggle with fear and sharing Jesus all the time. and I have to pray for his grace and helping me to overcome that fear a lot. So, but he gives it and he's very patient with us.
I agree. And I think you're resonating with other people because, I work for a Christian radio station. You would think it would be easy, but it's not always, you know. It's like, well, it still is one of those things because you're afraid that people will, you know, be like, oh, what are you trying to do or something, you know. But no,
right, like they'll think, do I have some kind of alternate motive or anything here?
Right. Well, keep doing what you're doing. Keep sharing Jesus with people and helping them out. And again, you know, yeah, we're winding up for today, but of course we'll be back.
All right.
You still have a couple of minutes.
Oh, I do.
Until the top of the hour. But we, again, are sharing with you as the listeners to The Lighthouse how you can be, you know, have biblical solutions for financial freedom if you're in that stage of life right now that you feel so overwhelmed by debt and discouraged about what your situation is, or, you know, maybe you know someone who is. We've had that as well, Carter. We had a gentleman call the other day who said, I know somebody who needs this. So that's helpful too. You know, maybe this isn't for you if you're listening to us today, but you might know someone who could benefit from this, maybe a family member, a friend, a coworker, or something. We also offer for that if you want to share the information or point them in that direction to debtfreeva.com as well. So, you know, again, like Carter mentioned, it's people of all ages, all stages of life, no matter where they are. And, you know, sometimes just certain circumstances happen and come into life and it changes and you need to get some relief from that. And so I encourage you to contact Carter, contact Steve, contact the Alliance Legal Group and get some more information from them regarding your situation. And again, spread the word that they are people who appreciate, you know, sharing faith and want to know, first of all, that their clients know Jesus as well. So, Carter, any last thoughts?
We hope to hear from you soon. And also, you know, that we're a ministry. If you need prayer for anything, just give us a call, and we'd be more than happy to pray for you.
Well, thank you, Carter. We appreciate it. I know you probably are very, very busy today, so we always appreciate you all coming along with us for even a brief half hour. Again, like I said, we'll be back. The show's here every Tuesday and Thursday live, and we'd love to interact with you, get your questions and your comments, and interact with the folks at Alliance Legal Group at debtfreeva.com. It's debtfreeva.com. Again, thank you, Carter. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, I appreciate y'all. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group, or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.